Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and say, hey, thanks for tuning in. So glad to have each and every one of you here. And we are a topical Bible study here on the radio and on podcast. You can catch us on 91.5 FM, which you are doing right now, maybe, at 7:30 a.m., or you can catch us on our website at ourlighthouse.net. And you can go and listen to back programs and just catch up or just listen to any number of things, you know, maybe while you're working out, you're going for a walk, doing something like that. It's a great opportunity to catch up on the program. We like to do our topical Bible study, and it's usually me and a co-host, and I have my beautiful wife, Lisa, with me today. She's always fun to do the program with. And challenging and just always bringing the word to each and every one of us, even myself. So welcome to the program, Lisa.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Praise the Lord.
You know, we never really talk much about it, but we actually have in the room with us every time we're doing the program our engineer, and that is Mark Compton. And we just want to say, Mark, thanks for all that you do.
Thank you so much.
Helping us put this program together. You don't get a lot of credit, but you're the guy behind the scenes. So, you know, we just want to say thanks.
Thank you, guys. I'm glad to be here.
So let's jump into our topic for the day, because we want to grow people. We want to see you mature. We want to see you become who God is calling you to be in your life. So, Lisa, what have you brought as the topic for today?
More than enough.
More than enough. Okay.
It's so time for you to get your faith up, because God wants to do more in you than you can think or imagine.
Wow. That's good. So, you know, what we're basically trying to say is that there's more than enough out there. When you have a relationship with God, when you are living your life for the King of Kings, you know, God said, I'll supply all your needs. I will, you know, give you everything that you need for life and godliness and righteousness. So, guys, we want to encourage you today with the program that there is more than enough for you if you're living your life with Jesus Christ.
Ephesians 3:20, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we could ask or think, according to the power at work within us. God is able. When you think there's no way, he makes a way. He's the way maker.
Yeah, it's a good song. We sing it in church. But I love, let's look at that scripture in Ephesians 3:20 for a minute. You know, it says, you know, now to him who is able to do. Okay, so we're not serving a God that is unable, you know what I mean, in our lives. We're not, you know, looking to God and him having lack or inability or anything like that in our lives. And he's saying that I can do far more abundantly than you could even ask or think. Okay, now, I've got a pretty vivid imagination. I can believe God for some pretty amazing things. My faith is one of my gifts, really. And I think that some of you out there need to exercise your faith a little bit more. You need to ask God more. You need to think bigger. You need to dream a little. What do you think?
Yes, think bigger, because God has more for you, more than we can ask or imagine.
Yeah.
Whatever you're thinking, he's thinking bigger.
Yeah, I love that.
So if you're in a financial crisis, God's able. He supplies all your needs according to his riches and glory. He's already healed you through the blood of Jesus. If you're sick, God is able, more than we can ask or imagine. That's amazing.
That's good. And, you know, so I think people out there, maybe you're dealing with issues in your life. You're struggling. Maybe rent's due. Maybe things are, you know, not going necessarily the way you would hope that they would go in your life. But we're here today to encourage you and to let you know that God is able to rescue you. He's able to deliver you. He's able to heal you. He's able to provide for you. And that's the secret ingredient is trusting in the Lord. You know, we use this scripture a lot on the program. Trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. You see, a God that is more than enough has already established a path. You know, there's scriptures all through the Bible that say that He's not going to tempt you beyond what you can bear, that He's able to bring you through it. You know, if He brings you to it, He's able to bring you through it. And we've got to remember that we serve a God. His name is Jesus Christ. You know, it's the Trinity. It's our Heavenly Father, His Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. They, between them, are able to do more than you could even ask or think, more than enough.
God is putting people on a passionate pursuit to possess all that He has for us. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. So we need to use the authority God has given us as a believer to speak the word of God over our lives.
Yeah, that's really good. So what you're trying to say then, Lisa, is that speaking the word over our life is one of the ways that God, who is more than enough, we can begin to activate that faith in our life, that trust, that believing for God to do something incredible in our lives. It starts with our words. You know, you've got to speak the word, His truth, you know. So what are you dealing with today? You having a financial burden in your life? What does the Bible say about financial burdens? My God will supply all of my needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. So we've got to stop where we're at in our lives, because a lot of times I'm like this, and you remind me a lot, because I just fall into the victim mentality of the moment that I'm in. Woe is me.
Acting on your emotions.
So bad. And I'm a jump on the emotional roller coaster, and you're like, what are you doing? You know,
Don't let that come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Get the scriptures coming out. Cast all your cares on Him, for He cares for us.
Yeah.
Instead of letting our feelings and whatever's happening around us come out of our mouth, we find the word of God and find the scriptures that will help us through the circumstances and speak that out of our mouth.
You know, because God has good plans for us to prosper, to be in health. You know, look at 1 Corinthians 2:9. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. Another key right here. You want to see the miraculous, you want to see the God in your life that is more than enough, then you have to love Him. You have to set your affections on things above, where Christ sits at the right hand of the Father, and see that the love of God is the most important thing, and your love for Him and towards Him, and then He can't not help you. You know, I mean, how many of you have kids, and if they were really sincerely struggling and they love you and you love them, are you not going to do everything, you know, that you can to help them?
Of course.
Now, I mean, there's times in our lives if our kids or family members are being rebellious or doing the wrong things, but I'm talking like your kid sincerely loves you, you love them, and they're just struggling. Aren't you going to do everything within your power?
God truly has great things in store for us, and I believe God has a plan for everyone. If we continue in 1 Corinthians 2:10-12, but God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit of who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us.
I love that, because
the more we seek Him, the more the Holy Spirit will reveal the plans that He has for us.
Yeah, I love that. So looking at that scripture in 1 Corinthians, it says, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, if your answer is in Christ, right, and He'll supply all your needs in Christ Jesus. So God is saying, spiritually, I have an answer for you. And it's known right here in the things of God through the Spirit of God. Now, your spirit is one with God's spirit when you're born again. So the first thing I would recommend is if you're struggling out there and you don't have a relationship with God, that you need to become spiritually alive so that your spirit can partner with God's spirit and actually hear from the Lord as to how to get out of the situation that you're in. And then it says that, you know, God has freely given it to us. You know, we might know the things that have been freely given to us. You know, God's not looking for you to have to do something to get something from him. The blessings of the Lord have been freely given to you in Christ Jesus. And that's, you know, that is one of the hardest things for us. Sometimes we're in situations and circumstances, and I've been there. I'm like, I deserve this. I lobbed myself right into this situation, and I deserve everything that's happening to me. But guess what? Jesus went to the cross. He died. He gave his life for us so that we could be free from our own mistakes even. You know, we blow it sometimes, and we think, oh, I deserve this. But God's not a God of giving you what you deserve. He gave Jesus what you deserve, and he's giving us what Jesus already had, which was the intimacy with him, the relationship with him. And as we move into our lives that way, I think we can see a powerful move of God begin to happen, and he will show us that I am a God of more than enough.
Amen. When he looks at us, he sees his son. He sees the blood that Jesus shed for us. He doesn't see all these sins. He's looking at us going, oh, I see my son and everything he's done for them. In Isaiah 43:19-20, it says, "For I'm going to do a brand new thing. See, I have already begun. Do you see it? I will make a road through the wilderness of the world for my people to go home and create rivers and for them in the desert. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and the ostriches too, for giving them water in the wilderness. Yes, springs in the desert, so that my people, my chosen ones, can be refreshed."
Man, that is awesome right there. Do you realize that this actual prophecy that came through Isaiah in 43 is actually happening right now? That there are some different TikTok videos and YouTube videos out there, if you wanted to look it up, where literal springs and rivers are punching their way through the ground in the desert places in the Middle East right now, and new rivers are forming in the deserts, and it's like unheard of. They can't even fathom how this is happening. But I love this scripture because it says, don't you see it? God is saying, I will make a road through the wilderness of the world for my people. You know what? And it's for my people to go home. Where's home? It's to be with him. He will make a road to the relationship that you need to have with him. And that road was Jesus.
Amen.
That road was the cross. Jesus went and through the wilderness. He spent his time in the wilderness, but Jesus went through the wilderness and he went through everything that we had. It says he was tempted in every way, yet without sin. That everything that we've endured, everything we've felt, he felt. So he's a faithful high priest. He's somebody who's not unaware of what it's like to be a person. And with that, he says, I will make a road. And God is going to make a road through your situations and circumstances. But the first thing you have to do is submit that situation to God.
I love that song, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. Because he works in ways we cannot see, he makes a way for me.
Yeah.
And it's like we have to see through the eyes of faith. When we're standing and believing God for a circumstance to change, we have to see that through the eyes of faith and trust God and know that he's going to bring the provision. He's going to bring the healing. We can't just focus on the circumstance. The enemy would want us to just keep focusing on what we don't have and focus on the lack and focus on the sick. Instead, we need to trust God for the healing and say, it's already done through the blood of Jesus, through the cross. I am healed by his stripes, and I'm not going to look at the circumstance. I'm going to speak the word of God over my situation and see this mountain move in the name of Jesus.
That's so good. You know, in that scripture again in Isaiah, it says that, you know what, I will make, you know, rivers in the desert, and for them in the desert. Then it says this, it says, for giving them water in the wilderness, springs in the desert, so that my chosen ones can be refreshed. And how many of you guys out there need to be refreshed?
I do.
Okay, because it's going to come from the water. Okay, what is the water a symbol of? It's the word of God. You know, in scripture, we see the washing of the water
of the word.
And we see water representing God's words, God's truth for us in our life so that we can be refreshed. So if you need refreshing in your life, you need to get in the word of God. You need to allow that river of God, that spirit of God, to connect with the word of God and to bring truth into your life and bring refreshing to you. What is refreshing? It's faith. It's faith that God is going to get me through this situation. God is going to help me in my trouble, and he is going to refresh me when I feel dried up and things don't seem like they're going the way that they should go in my life. God brings the victory to us through Jesus.
Amen.
He is that road.
That is so
Jesus
good.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one's coming to the Father except through me. And you got a wilderness situation you need to come through. Jesus is the way.
Amen.
So it's really good.
I love this verse in 2 Corinthians 9:8. It's in the Message, and the Message is so, really breaks it down into like modern times. But it says, God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything. More than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws caution to the winds, giving to the needy in reckless abandon. His right living, right giving never runs out, never wears out. The most generous God who gives seed to the farmer that becomes bread for your meal is more than extravagant with you. He gives you something that you can give away, which grows into full-formed lives, robust in God, wealthy in every way, so that you can be generous in every way, producing with us great praise to God.
I love that. That is so good.
God is the God of overflow.
I like how it calls him the most generous God. You know, because I love to live a life of generosity, and I know that God is so generous, and it's out of his love for us and out of, you know, kindness that he gives you something. But then he says this, it's something that you can give away. You know, when God blesses us, and it could be a spiritual blessing, it could be a physical blessing, it could be a health blessing or whatever, but he always gives you more than enough. And that's what this is all about. You know, God is a God of more than enough. So it says even right here, he gives you something you can then give away. When God gives you something, there's so much more, so powerful, so revelation-giving that, you know, you can share that with everybody around you.
Exceedingly, abundantly more.
Yeah.
Than we could ever ask or think or imagine. Yeah. That's exciting.
I really enjoy that, you know, because I love to give away things. And I always say this, that I'm so blessed that I give other people stuff away in my life. And I have seen a flow of the provision of God in my life for the last 30 years. And I've given my stuff away. I've given your stuff away. I've given my kids' stuff away.
You've learned never to give away pianos.
Right.
Because they're really hard to move.
I know, man. I gave away a piano and then another two pianos came. And then I gave those away and I got four more. And, you know,
finally,
eventually
you just sold
I sold the last one. So
like,
it quit coming.
Just give me a dollar for this piano, please.
I don't want any more pianos. But, you know, if you have a piano out there, just call me. I'll still probably come get it. But, you know, we just want to encourage you guys out there. We want you to know that, you know, God is just, you know, a God of abundance. He's a God of just grace and strength and wisdom and all the things that we need to succeed in our lives. He has already given it to us in Christ Jesus. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, it is finished. What does that mean? He says that I've given you all that I can give you. God says, I've given you my son. He's more than enough. He is all you will ever need in your life, okay? So if you're out there and you don't know Jesus, in your life. You need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You need to start there. Give your life to God. Accept the gift of salvation, which is basically being released from your sins, you know, from Jesus, and then watch him begin to rebuild your life, begin to rebuild your health, begin to rebuild your finances. You know, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could even ask or think. So now you know Jesus, begin to dream with Jesus, begin to see what it is that God wants to do in your life and the vision that he has for you. Each one of you, God has a personal vision for you in your life. He wants to see you do great things for him, and he is able to provide for you to be able to do all of those things. So begin to allow him to be a God of overflow in your life.
God has more. If you need peace, he's the Prince of Peace. If you're sick, he's the great physician. If you're weary, he's your strength. If you're lonely, he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. If you need finances, he's Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Whatever you need, God has it. Thank God for his blessings that he's given us, exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask, think, or imagine.
That's so good.
What are you thinking about? What are you imagining? Are you picturing yourself traveling? Are you picturing yourself walking? Are you in a wheelchair and you need to be out of that wheelchair? Start thanking God for your healing. Start thanking God that you will walk and leap and praise God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your understanding. There's nothing that can stop you. When you have Jesus on your side, he wants to walk with you and he's going to lift you up out of that miry clay and set your feet on a rock so that you can stand and move forward with him. He's got great plans for your life and you need to get yourself up and start moving with the Lord.
It all starts with your faith. You've got to believe that the word of God is true over what's going on in the circumstances of your life. You know, when things are struggling, you got to believe that God has already given you provision. He said he would provide all of my needs. I believe that. Well, if you believe that, then you have to receive that by faith into your life and then trust God that he's going to work things together for your good because you love him and you're called according to his purpose. So, guys, we hope you're being encouraged by what we're talking about today because this is a powerful thought and a powerful way to do life, you know, with the Lord. You are just exceedingly abundantly above going to receive from him because he is a God that is what?
More than enough.
Okay, so, you know, begin to believe that he is, then he will be. Begin to apply that by faith and see the miraculous hand of God begin to move in your life and be more than enough for each and every one of us, not just for you, but for your family, for your friends, and for everybody that you come in contact with. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence, 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. I just know Jesus is the way. I just know Jesus is the truth. I just know Jesus is the life. I just know Jesus is my God. Love rock music?
Love Jesus? If we got the place for you, join us for God's Rock. That's right. God's Rock is a rock music service with a relevant message held at 7 p.m. every first Saturday night of the month at Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. You can get more information at godsrock.life or call 321-749-7234. The venue's located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. Why should the devil have all the good music? Those upon the rock, we salute you.
Right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, we want to say thank you to our sponsors. If you can, you know, just bless them. They are bringing the word to you each and every day, each and every week. So thanks, guys. We've been talking about God being more than enough for you. And, you know, look at Joseph in the Bible. You got a young kid, and he basically had this dream that all of his brothers were going to bow down to him, that he was going to go and become this great person, and he was
probably wasn't
he had
the
favor
wisest
of his
thing.
Father. Yeah,
probably wasn't the wisest thing to share with his brothers.
He was young, and then his brothers sell him into slavery. You would think, oh my gosh, you
it's know? Over for him.
Well,
he's
you know
done.
What? The same things happened to us. We were sold into slavery in our lives, slavery to sin. We were born in sin. We didn't ask for it. We were born into it, and you know, we needed to be set free. But Joseph, no matter where he went, you know, God was more than enough for him there. You know, he was sold into slavery, bought by Potiphar, went to Potiphar's house, and he rose right up and became in charge of everything because of the blessing of the Lord on his life. God was more than enough. Then he, Potiphar's wife gave him a problem, and he ended up in jail, and he rose up to the top in the jail because God is more than enough in the jail for him. And then in that moment, he met two guys. And one of them introduced him to Pharaoh, and he, you know, interpreted Pharaoh's dream. And next thing you know, he's risen to being the person in, you know, top of the top, right next to Pharaoh in all of Egypt. So whatever your situation and circumstances is, God is working all things together for your good. He is a God of more than enough, and you got to understand that you may be going through a process of God elevating and bringing you to the next level of his blessing in your life.
When Joseph was in the prison, he didn't realize that the next step out was going to be in the palace. And God's right. bringing you, maybe you're in a poverty situation right now, God's bringing you into a prosperity. You just need to put your trust in him, keep being faithful and giving, yeah. and he's going to bring you out of that situation and bring you to the top.
Exactly. I mean, you already have prosperity. Jesus gave it to you at the cross.
Amen.
And he said it was finished. He supplied all of your needs. He became more than enough for you when you accepted him in your life. So now it's up to you to actually submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and watch everything flee. He is going to work things together for your good. Exceedingly abundantly above all you could even ask or think. God is ready to do it in your life. Trust him, have faith, and we'll see you guys on the next program here at Turn the Light On. So go out there and show God you are ready to work with him.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.